Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, and thank God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I hope you're having a good day, and I pray that even though things might not be going the way you wanted to go, always remember this, and this is for those that might feel discouraged. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. And I just want to encourage you that Jesus is willing and he's able to fix your problem and your situations. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan on Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, ready to give God, as I always say, the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus will. Well, I tell you what will Jesus do? He will fight your battles for you. Not only will he fight your battles, but he will come through for you. Well, I tell you, it is a blessing to know without one shadow of a doubt that our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. Jesus will. And you know what I love about that song? It says, I know he will. Oh, yeah, you got to know that you know that you know that God will fight your battles. So it doesn't matter what you're going through today. Remember these words, evil and Jesus will fight for you. Whatever you're going through, whatever the problem is, financial problems, whatever your circumstances, the fact, the state that is affecting the way you live, it doesn't matter what you're going through today. Remember that Jesus will. Well, I tell you, I am excited about being right back here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, ready to give you our inspiration. In a few minutes, I will be talking a few things. And I'm not only am I going to talk a few things, but I want to encourage you that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. Listen to this scripture here. Now may the Lord of peace himself continue to grant you peace in every circumstances. The Lord be with you. And let me tell you something. It is a whole lot better when you know that when you're going through something, and when Jesus is willing to step into your situation and bring change, he says to us that his peace will continue to be with you in your circumstances. And not only will his peace be with you in your circumstances, the thing that you're going through, but he promised you that the Lord will be with you. Oh, it means a lot when God is with you. Because when you're going through your problems and situation, especially when you have lost your loved ones and you're grieving and you don't know what to do, when you know somebody is there for you at your lowest point, remember that Jesus is willing and he's able to fix your situation.
Because anytime you sing about Jesus, how many of you know there's something about that name? There's something about that name. I want you to listen to it. Let's let the Lord bless us in this song. happens, something happens, something happens. Yeah. Reason why I know it is because something is happening right now. Something is happening right now. I feel it, y'all. I feel His presence. I feel His presence. I feel His anointing. Because there's something about it. Something about that name. Something about that name. Some help in the house.
You're listening to the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Can I get some help in the house? Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Come on. Let me see what y'all got. Listen. I'm a soldier.
Yes, praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. You know why I praise the Lord? Because I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. And every soldier knows that they always give reverence to the chief, the one that is in charge, and Jesus is in charge. And you know, I love also the song that Bishop Paul S. Morton sang, Something Happens. You know, I want to remind you, you know, you can always call our prayer line. We believe that God has the answers to heal your deepest hurts. And when you're going through something and you don't know who to turn to, we are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for our God to do. And our prayer line is always open for you to call. That telephone number is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. You can always call the prayer line when this program is over, and we'll be glad to pray for you and believe God for your miracle, because we know without one shadow of a doubt that God is able to fix your situation. You ain't going through nothing that God can't fix. And remember, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is always open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The telephone number, again, is 803-317-4457. Boy, I tell you, we're having church right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And one thing you can count on when you listen to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, you will get inspiration. We will preach an inspiration message to give you that extra boost. And we will play the best in gospel music right here on this radio station. We thank God for every one of you that's tuned in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show. And don't forget now to follow us and also to tell other people about our radio program. Just a reminder to you, don't forget now that we are on Monday through Friday, every day at 12 noon, and then Saturdays at 10 a.m. in the morning. Tomorrow, we will be playing some of the good down-home quartet singing. Some of your folk that are country people love the quartet. Well, we're going to be playing a little bit that tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So join me, and also I will be giving my inspirational message that we always give. Now, today I want to talk to you for a few minutes, and I want to give you our inspirational message. And today I want to talk to those that might be going through problems and situations to let you know that our God is able to fix your problem and your situation. Now, let me say this. I believe that when we go through problems and situations, there is something that we got to do. Somebody said, what do I have to do? Well, first of all, remember the song that Bishop Paul S. Martin sang, and it says, something happened when you call him. One thing I know about God, his line is never busy. You know, you can call your friends when you're in trouble, and you call people when you're going through. Now, it seems like when you ain't going through nothing, that's when they call you. Hey, glory. You know, everybody always calling you, but soon as the time you're going through something, it seems like that's when all the calls stop. But thank God, God's line is never busy. And not only is his line never busy, but thank God that he will answer you every time you call on his name. And I love the scripture that said, there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, only by that name Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And because we call on his name, we know that he can fix it for us. That's why the Bible says, when you pray, believe, and you shall receive. So I want to encourage you today that if you're going through anything, regardless of what it is, always remember that God is able to bring you out of the situation. And I love the psalm of Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2 that says in the scripture, and I love this because I talk about it so many times. And the Bible says this. David says, I lift up my eyes towards the hills from which cometh my help. If you need help today, I want to encourage you that your help only comes from God, and as that song says, Jesus will. What is Jesus willing to do? He's willing to step into your situation and bring change to your situation. And let me remind you that if you want God to go step into your situation, there is something you have to do. He's not going to just step into your situation automatically. There's something that you must do. Somebody said, what do I have to do? Well, the first thing you got to do is open your heart and invite God into your circumstances, because when you invite God into your circumstances, when he comes on the scene, miracles happen. Let me say that one more time. When God enters the scene, miracles happen. Whatever the miracle you need, whatever you need from God, God is willing to step in to your situation, but you got to invite God into your circumstances. The Bible says, and listen to what the scripture said. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God promised to give you rest from all those things that you've been going through. God wants to step in, but he's saying to you, you must invite me in to your circumstances. Remember, when you call on him, he may not come the exact time that you're looking for him to come. Now, when you talk about not coming the exact time, because, you know, when somebody hears that somebody is not going to come the time that you call them, sometimes people get discouraged. But let me just remind you of a scripture. The Bible tells me in the book of John that Lazarus' sister, Martha, they sent word that Lazarus was sick. And Jesus got that message, and they was asking Jesus to come, but Jesus never showed up. Well, another message came, and this message said that Lazarus is dead. And when Jesus heard that Lazarus was dead, the Bible says Jesus said to his disciples, it's time for us to go. Now, here goes the question. Why didn't Jesus go the time when Lazarus was sick? Well, let me tell you why. It's because, number one, even if Lazarus is sick, he has the power to heal. And even if Lazarus is dead, he is the resurrection and the life. He has all power in his hand, and no circumstances can defeat him, because when he speaks, things happen. When God enters the scenes, miracles happen. And I want to encourage somebody that God is getting ready to come on the scene of what you're going through. Whatever the scene is, he's ready to come on that scene. And he's ready to fix that problem and situation, because I serve the God of miracles, the God that not only does miracles, but the good thing about it, he never stopped doing miracles. You know why? Because we got the faith, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, that says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. And I want to encourage you on this day, right here listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan Live, I want to encourage you that God is getting ready to step into your situation and bring change. His line is never busy. You can always call him when you're going through. And to remember that God is the God of miracles. Now listen to what I'm about to say here. The Bible tells us, as I quoted earlier, that he says, now may the Lord of peace himself continue to grant you peace in every circumstances. The Lord be with you all. I want to encourage you that not only will he step into your situation and give you a miracle, but God promised to give you peace. Peace that when you don't have no money, you feel like you're a millionaire. Peace when you're sick and you don't know what to do, and he'll give you peace to let you know that everything is going to be all right. He'll give you peace when you act your lowest and you don't know what to do. He'll cause you to have peace in all of your storms. And remember these words. You got to invite him in to your circumstances. And when you invite God into your circumstances, it gives him the opportunity to move. You know, they used to sing a song years ago, "Give it unto me, give it to me, I will take it. Give it to me, I'll bear it. If there's a need in your life, I will take it if you only give it to me." You know, sometimes we say we give the problem to God and we try to fix it ourselves. You got to give it to someone that is qualified to fix your circumstances. And let me tell you something, God is well qualified. And when he fixes a thing, he fixes it well. And as I said many of times, that God ain't a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent for. Have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? Today may be the day that God will suddenly, not just suddenly give you that blessing that you need, not suddenly just give you that miracle that you need, but one thing, one person, regardless of one thing that you need, or one person you need to God to fix something in your life, whatever that person you need God to fix it for, God is able. I love this scripture that says, "And God is able to give you more than you need, so that you will always have all that you need for yourself and more than enough for every good cause." Let me tell you something. God is the supplier of all your needs. If you're going through financially, God promised to give you everything you need according to his will. Well, how do we get these things? That's the question. Because if I'm going to call on him, if I'm going to invite him into my circumstances, if I'm going to allow him to fix my problem and I take my hands off the problem, what do I have to do other than invite him in? Once you invite him into your circumstances, you got to have faith to believe that he's going to do it for you. It can't be "I think he's going to do it," and ain't going to be "I hope he's going to do it." You got to know that you know that you know that you know that God is going to fix it for you. And I tell you what, he will always come through for you. God is your Jehovah Jireh. He's the one who sees and the one who shall provide. And you get to remember that regardless of what you go through in life, invite God into the your circumstances and watch God come on the scene and give you that miracle that you need. Well, I pray that this inspirational message has been a blessing to you. Now let's go back to gospel music.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, she's intentional, never failing, all things are working
for my good,
cause she's intentional, hey, and it's never failing.
Intentional.
Yeah.
I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me.
Working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working
hey,
for me.
Get your confidence back. See, I don't have to
worry.
It's working
for me.
Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
All things are working for my good. Well, I tell you, when you're going through and you don't know what to do, remember that all things are working together for your good. You know, we serve a God that is able to do all things. And you know what? When we think about all the things that we go through, we can always know that we can count on God to bring us out of the situation. As I stated before, when the word came to Martha, send the word to Jesus, my brother Lazarus is sick. Jesus never came until the next word came. My brother is dead. And Jesus said, let's go. And when Jesus was there, like some of us, and I can understand, she was kind of upset because she said, if you haven't been here, my brother would have never died. And maybe that's how you feel. Lord, if you'd have been there, I wouldn't have to go through all these things. And Mary and Martha were so upset of their brother being dead, and Jesus said these words. Jesus said, you will see him again. She said, I know I will see him again in the resurrection in the last day. And Jesus said these words, I am who you think you're looking at, so to speak. I am the resurrection and the life. And the Bible says Jesus called Lazarus' name. The man has been dead for 3 days, and he said, told the men to roll away the stone, and they called his name, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says when Jesus told Lazarus to come forth, the one whom was dead for 3 days, he started coming forth, but he had something on him. He had grave clothes still on him, and Jesus said, loose him and let him go. And every one of the grave clothes came off. Let me tell you something. When Jesus says something, he has the power, because it's power in his name. When he says something, his word never turned back void, but it will always accomplish what it's sent out to do. God always performs what he says. And Lazarus and Martha and Mary saw their brother raised from the dead. It was not the time for Jesus to come when he was sick, but it was the time for Jesus to come when he was dead. You say, why is that? It's because he may not come the time you want him to come, but he's always, hey, glory, always on time. And he was on time to raise Lazarus from the dead. So I want to encourage you that God is going to be on time to give you that miracle that you need. God is going to be on time to fix the problem for you because you have the faith to believe that he can do it for you. When you pray, believe, and you shall receive. Praise God. I pray that that inspirational that we have said on this radio today has been a blessing to you. And don't forget now, when this program is over, if you desire prayer, we're here to pray for you. The telephone number after this show is over is 803-317-4457, 803-317-4457. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, telling you as R.W. Schaumbach, I love that man of God that used to say, you don't have no trouble, all you need is faith in God. And which is the true thing, you got to have faith in our God.
Broken in two pieces, maybe more. Hey. And tonight I made my bed right on the floor. Woo! The enemy really tried to take me out. Yes. Hit me with his best shot, knock me down.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Now I want to encourage somebody that you are going to make it. You know why you're going to make it? Because if God is on your side, we know without one shadow of a doubt that you are going to make it. Well, again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. And I want to thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to our radio program. Well, it's about my time to get ready to get out of here. I will see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. May God bless you. And remember, if you want something you never had, you have to do something you never done. And we're going to go out on this old song that they used to play. And I want to encourage you that it is God's grace that brought you this far.
Did I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. How you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far. When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I wouldn't obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me, brought me.